This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, we are welcoming you into a brand new Saturday evening, Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live, and we're finding our way back around the studio because we are totally live tonight. For the last 14 Saturdays, we have had to put together the show in a virtual fashion with people dialing in remotely from various areas and not together in the same room, but tonight we've got everybody in place. I've got Nick Riccio on video, and I've got even Ivan Quiñones on audio, and we're back in the studio, and the president's on the road, and he's campaigning, and it seems to make some sort of sense. It makes it kind of feel like the way it's supposed to be these days. I'm not sure. Welcome. It is so good to have you. By the way, my phone lines are open. You haven't been able to call for several weeks. 888-340-3373 is the number, 888-340-3373. We're live on Biz TV. We're live on 300-plus radio outlets across the country, and we couldn't be happier than to have you with us. And let's go to the big board right away, because I've got a packed show tonight, friends. This is going to be such a good show. In the first hour tonight, well, I asked myself, I said, self, what should we do by way of the first show back? Should we ease into it? Should we do some happy talk? You know, maybe talk about ponies and jelly beans and rainbows and unicorns. Well, that would be what my daughter would want me to talk about, but she's in bed. How about we talk about the two of the biggest hot button issues in the country? So tonight we're talking about race and gender, and both are under attack. Both are having fights of their lives. And tonight, Larry Elder, the executive producer of a brand new movie, and I kid you not, this is an incredible documentary, and just the name alone should spike some degree of controversy. It is called Uncle Tom. That is the name of the documentary, Uncle Tom, by Larry Elder, my very good colleague from Salem Media. He's going to join us in about 12 minutes or so to talk about this tonight. It is in the aftermath of the George Floyd death. I had a lot of people on social media telling me, Kev, you got to watch 13th, the documentary on Netflix. You got to see 13th. 13th tells the whole story. I didn't find 13th told half the story. I think 13th tells a story. I think it's a story from a certain perspective. But I think without the perspective of what Larry Elder's documentary tells, in the new documentary called Uncle Tom, it just helps us kind of flesh out the other portion of the dialogue. So that's coming up at 9:20 tonight. Then, in the second hour tonight, I was laying in bed this morning. I was going through my email, and I got an email from a woman I've never spoken with. Her name is Meriden Baldacci. I think that's how you say the name. And she is part of the Family Policy Alliance, but they are raising the flag on a week called Save Girls Sports. This is a very important initiative because of not only the Supreme Court rulings this week, but also what's been going on in the cannibalizing of the female athletic pursuit in this country. If you've got a daughter who had a little speck of athletic ability in her life, and if she has ever hoped to be good at what she's wanted to do, in recent years there has been a move to systematically remove her from that ability to fulfill that dream. So there's an effort called Save Girls Sports that's underway. Meridian will join us in the second hour tonight in the Ladies Lounge, and I'm looking forward to that. Now, let's get to the news of the day. Right now, going on in Tulsa, Oklahoma, is a rally in which 1.3 million tickets were issued. 1.3 million tickets. I believe it is the most ticketed campaign event in presidential history. 2 hours before the thing ever started, this was the scene in Tulsa, Oklahoma. If you're watching on Biz TV, you can also stream our show, by the way, online on Twitter, Periscope, YouTube. We're live on all those places. Just search Radio Night Live, and that'll take you there. But check out that picture. This is 2 hours before. That's the arena in Tulsa. Now, I want you to go to less than 48 hours ago in Pennsylvania, where Joe Biden had his first campaign rally post-COVID. I kid you not. There were 20 people there. They're sitting in these circles. If you're looking at the picture on the screen, they're sitting in these circles so that they keep the proper social distance. 10 of the 20 in attendance were media. The guys are laughing. 10 of the 20 in attendance were media. Now, look at those two pictures back to back again. You got 10 of 20 sitting in circles, and then you've got the stadium full of people and 1.3 million tickets given out. Friends, I don't know if the polls mean anything right now. Again, there's a lot of polls that say that Biden's ahead nationally and that he's forming this unassailable lead, et cetera, et cetera. I've never in my life... And Barack Obama was intensely popular in his second term with his base, at least. I've never in my life heard of a campaign giving out a 500,000 tickets to a campaign event, much less 1.3 million. Now, obviously, they can't get all 1.3 million in that arena. I think they also have the convention center next door, and they have people out on the parking lots. I've been getting reports from people that are there all day today. But if you're talking about just sheer intensity of support, look at these pictures. Go back to the Joe Biden picture one more time. This is literally, and he's so far away from the crowd that the six people that are in the picture that you can see sitting in these big circles that have been drawn 6 feet apart from each other. When he stopped speaking, he literally closed his book and had walked all the way away from the podium before they started clapping. And he didn't do it quickly. He was talking, he got done, camera back on me, he folds the big fat notebook over, he tucks it under his arm, he starts to walk away, and he's about three steps away from the podium before they start clapping. It was embarrassing. But this is how the campaign has shaped up. Now, the topics we're going to talk about tonight might be some of the very reasons why you're seeing that intensity. Those people in the arena tonight, if you want, Nick, you can shoot a camera over my shoulder and take a look at the television. But they are fired up. They are everything the president's saying. They are going. I mean, the intensity, the loyalty, it is off the charts. You've only seen that increase, by the way, under COVID. The shutdown, the lockdown. People very frustrated with what this virus did to our country, and they don't see a lot of leadership coming from the other side on this. And then the George Floyd death, which I thought the president handled as perfectly as he could. He condemned the actions. He immediately opened not only a federal murder investigation, but a civil rights claim. He met with the families of the victims. He urged the rioting to stop. He did everything he could to get governors to make common sense decisions. Some of them ignored him just because it was him saying it kind of stupidly. But all that to say, when you see that kind of violence and you see things that people are saying like, hey, let's get rid of our police departments, there is no one on planet Earth that thinks that works for the Democrats come November. Because of the 100,000 people that they may have had protests across the country in various places, 10,000 one day in New York, 15,000 in L.A. one day. I mean, you add all of them up. Say they had 200,000, because the number I saw was low 100s. But let's just give them the benefit of the doubt. They had 250,000 people in all the protests. That doesn't begin to even scratch the surface of the 1.3 million people that asked for tickets to go to Tulsa just to see the president. Because they are scared about what is going on in this country. They are scared that the lack of leadership by one party, the abject abandonment of finding solutions for problems, that's one part of the equation. President Trump finding solutions, delivering solutions. That's another part of the scenario. But when they see this rampant lawlessness after being cooped up in their homes for 14 weeks, friends, there's no way around that. That's going to benefit President Trump long term. So anyway, he's at the rally. We don't know how much longer he's going. If we can, we may dip in and have some highlight of it when we come back. We'll see. But Larry Elder is joining us next. We're going to talk about his new movie, which I predict will be controversial but quite necessary. It's called Uncle Tom. And he's going to join us live. He was at the premiere last night in Dallas. By the way, a very interesting style this movie was produced in. It's all stories of people that are doing the commentary, no narration. It is just people telling their stories in their words. We'll discuss that more with Larry Elder when we come back. I'm Kevin McCullough. I'm so glad to have you with us. Please follow us on Twitter at KMC Radio, on Instagram at KMC Radio, on Facebook. KMC01 is the tag there, and we are glad to have you with us. We are live from New York tonight. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough, you've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man. you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, welcoming you back to New York City on a very busy Saturday night. As you can see, the president is still going, and he's been going for more than an hour now in Tulsa. Again, 1.3 million tickets issued for tonight's rally, and we are pleased to be able to, if anything breaks from there, be able to report it to you tonight. My next guest is someone that I not only appreciate as a colleague around the halls of Salem Media across the country. He's actually one of the guys I have more fun with. We usually get together and have a meal together, and we chat whenever we're on each other's coast. He is based out of L.A., and he does the syndicated broadcast for PM Drive for California, which comes a little bit later than PM Drive on the East Coast. But a longtime talk show legend, and really a man that I have come to appreciate as a friend, but also as someone who is willing to speak truth no matter where it comes from, especially if it is within a culture that says he's not supposed to speak that truth. Larry Elder, welcome back to Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. I'm so honored to have you. Thanks for being here tonight, buddy.
Kevin, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, you're right. Trump is still rocking and rolling.
He's been going.
Season 4.
Well, you know, and you saw what Joe Biden spoke to on Thursday in Pennsylvania with the 20 people, and 10 of them were reporters. That was kind of, I don't know, this is that. But I don't want to talk presidential stuff because, friend, you sent me a link to your passion project that debuted in Dallas last night. I took 2 hours out of the middle of my day today, and I just got myself alone in a room where no one could bother me, and I watched it start to finish. And Larry, what you have produced here is one of the most important historical pieces of information that Black America will ever have the opportunity to know, to hear, to be exposed to, or to understand. And considering that it comes on the heels of George Floyd, and personally for me, I got bombarded on social media and somewhat on the airwaves, I had not seen 13th, the documentary that's on Netflix. I finally did go and see that. What you have done here is you have put another piece of the dialogue into the conversation that has not existed. For people that have not seen it, but it is now available, I want you to just share from your heart what drove you to make this piece of film, and what are your goals? What do you want to see it accomplish?
Well, what drove me to make the film is the grief that people like Candace Owens, Herman Cain, Clarence Thomas, Walter Williams, Thomas Sowell have gotten just for simply suggesting maybe, just maybe, we ought to rethink our traditional allegiance to the Democratic Party. This is the party, the Democratic Party. It's a party of porous borders. Why is that relevant to Black people? Well, one Harvard economist says that illegal immigrants, particularly unskilled, pose a threat to jobs that would otherwise be held by Black and brown people living in the inner city who are unskilled, and puts downward pressure on their wages. Do we really want to be in the party that refuses to allow parents to have choice in education? Kevin, I went to Crenshaw High School. That was the high school that was featured in Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
And I read an article, front-page article in the LA Times, that said only 3% of kids from my former high school can do math at grade level. It is also, by the way, a Crip school, meaning it is dominated by the gang called the Crips. I know that because Ice-T, later on after I graduated, went to that high school, and he told me that he admitted he chose the school because he wanted to go to a Crip school. So you're living in a certain geographical area of Crenshaw High School. You are mandated to go to that school whether you want to or not. The Republican Party wants to give this beleaguered inner-city parent an option out, and yet Black people are putting the lever to the 95% or so for the party that is blocking the path toward your child getting a superior education. Excuse me. And so, and also this whole narrative that everything going on right now in the Black community has a direct link to slavery and the Jim Crow. When you look at the large number of Black kids raised without fathers, Kevin, it's now 70%.
Yeah.
It was 25% in 1965. Mm. 1965 till now, can you blame the proliferation of children having children or young people having kids outside of wedlock on slavery? It is ridiculous. And the idea that I, Larry Elder, am a victim is to me, just offensive. My father left home when he was 13 years old, Kevin. He was a kid who never knew his biological father, had a very irresponsible mother. She literally threw him out of the house when he was 13 years old, never to return. This is a black boy, Jim Crow South, 13 years old at the beginning of the Great Depression. My father simply picked up what he could do, tried to work anywhere he could, ultimately became a Pullman porter on the train, and then became a Marine. He joined the Marines during World War II. He gets out. He goes back to the South where he had met and married my mom, Kevin, to get him a job now as a cook. My dad could look at a cake and tell you what's in it. And he was told, I'm sorry, we don't hire any N-words. He went to an unemployment office. The lady said, you went to the wrong door. My dad goes to the hall, looks up, and sees colored only, and goes through that door to the very same lady who sent him out. She wanted to make sure he knew the rules. He came home to my mother. This is nonsense. I'm going to California where I had been as a Pullman porter. People seem to be less racist. The weather was nicer. I'm going to get me a job as a cook. He comes out here, walks around for 2 days, and he's told, I'm sorry, you have no references, which is the same thing that they told him in Chattanooga. They were just a little more polite about it. He ends up working two full-time jobs as a janitor, cleans toilets. He cooks for a family on the weekend to make additional money and goes to night school two or three nights a week to get his GED. The man never slept. But my dad saved his nickels and dimes, started a little cafe, ended up getting some property next door to the cafe. Of course, we owned our own home. And this is a man with no education, 13 years old, and under very difficult racist times. You're telling me in 2020 things are just as bad as they were? It's outrageous for somebody like Eric Holder, who when he was attorney general, to say America is bedeviled by, quote, pernicious racism, close quote. And he gave three examples. One of them was the push for voter ID. The reason that's a bad example is because the majority of blacks support voter ID. The other one is he gave an example that blacks who commit the same crime as a white person gets a longer sentence, which is true. He didn't tell you, however, that the Sentencing Commission said the reason for this gap has to do with the black criminal record. The average black criminal has a longer record than the average white criminal. And when judges at the end of the charge take into consideration sentencing, they look at your record. And the Sentencing Commission says the gap can be explained by, quote, legitimate, their word, not mine, factors. And the third thing he argued that was pernicious racism is the fact that black boys get kicked out of school disproportionately compared to other races in a given school. That is also true. But he didn't tell you that that's true whether the principal of the school is black or white. It's true whether the teacher in the class is black or white. It's true whether the school board is consisting of black, white people or people of color. It turns out it has to do with behavior. And that has to do, again, with the lack of fathers in the home. There's nobody there to calm these people down, calm the men down particularly. It's why often when black men are pulled over, there's an attitude about confrontation because they've not been taught how to behave responsibly around authority by their fathers. For all these reasons, black people, underclass black people, there's about a third of them, are just treading water. The rest of the black people are doing just fine, going to schools, buying homes, and so forth. But there's a third or so of the so-called underclass that is, in my opinion, in peril because of government policies like the welfare state, government policies like porous borders, stupid economic policies like higher minimum wage, licensing requirements that require you to spend $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 to get a license to cut hair or to become a beauty parlor person.
I only asked you for 8 minutes, but the music means that my computer is going to cut me off. Is it possible to keep you around?
Sure.
Okay, because you're just scratching the surface, and after watching Uncle Tom, friend, you're going to have lots of questions, too. And Larry, help me with the right URL. It's UncleTomFilm.com?
UncleTom.com.
UncleTom.com, okay. Friends, it's going to blow you away. You got to see this. UncleTom.com. You can watch it right now. Larry Elder is my special guest. It's Kevin McCullough. We're live from New York. After 14 weeks of doing virtual, we're back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As some protesters are calling for defunding police departments in the wake of the in-custody death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Vice President Mike Pence says that's not the way to go.
What happened to George Floyd in Minneapolis was a disgrace. It shocked the conscience of the nation. But what this president did was sit down with law enforcement, sit down with African American leaders, and listen and find ways that, look, we can improve public safety. We can give law enforcement more tools and to more training opportunities in the use of force, but we're not going to defund the police.
A surge in coronavirus cases is now prompting Houston to increase safety measures. Harris County Judge Linda Hidalgo.
The idea is to see this as a no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service.
This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Visit Landmark. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us back live on Saturday night. We've been virtually with you for the last 14 Saturdays, and glad to be able to do fresh shows for you, but it's so much more fun to be able to interact with you live. And by the way, our phone line's open, 888-340-3373. If you have something that you object to that Larry has brought up, or you've got a question, more than happy to take that, 888-340-3373. The brand new movie that I think every American needs to see, particularly if you have any desire at all to try to understand the complexity of the racial issue in America, is called Uncle Tom. It is released as of last night. In fact, Larry's joining us from Dallas, not his hometown, where he was at the premiere. And this was a really compelling story told merely in the words of the subjects of the documentary. There's no narration. There's no guiding path through this. These are the thoughts. Abridged thoughts of those that participate in this film. And Larry Elder, talk show host extraordinaire and best-selling author, And I also think of him as a great friend because we do have great conversations. In fact, Larry, I remember at the Republican convention in 2016, you and I had breakfast together, and that was the first time we had really talked about our childhoods. But I remember you talking about your dad, and I remember telling you some things about my dad. And I just remember I walked away from there going, wow, you know, we're fortunate because we, even though the relationships with our dads were difficult in different ways from each other, but difficult all the same, there was a hand of providence. There was an opportunity put before us. We chose to persevere anyway and to continue down a path that was designed for us from the beginning. And when you talk about victocratism, and you use that word on your show a lot, victocrats, that is really true. You've got this victim mentality that the documentary addresses a bit, but it's a more paralyzing component to the equation than I think any of the psychologists or the smart people want to admit.
I think that's right, Kevin. And you know, I consider the top three problems in the black community to be fatherless homes.
Yeah.
Everything else is really related to that. And forget about Larry Elder. Barack Obama once said a kid raised without a father is 5 times more likely to be poor and commit crime, 9 times more likely to drop out of school, 20 times more likely to end up in jail. It is far and away the number one problem facing America. And you have to ask yourself, why has there been this proliferation, as I mentioned? And the proliferation pretty much parallels the welfare state spending. What we've done is incentivize women to marry the government, and we've incentivized men to abandon their financial and moral responsibility. And very few people are talking about that. The left doesn't want to talk about it because they have to rethink their entire philosophy. They're the ones who drove the so-called war on poverty. Poverty was going down until Lyndon Johnson launched his war on poverty. It went down for a few more years after that and then pretty much flatlined. And that's where it's been, bumping up and down about the same level for the last 30, 40, 50 years, all because we decided that government should intervene and quote, solve poverty, close quote. And it made things worse. And that's my problem here. This anger that people have, this assertion that racism remains a major problem in America. You know, when Barack Obama was a senator, he gave a speech before a historically black church, and he said, he was talking about how much racism there was in America. And I thought it was a very accurate kind of description. He said, as far as race relations are concerned right now, he said, we have to get that additional 10%. He said, my generation, which he referred to as the Joshua generation, has to get us that additional 10%. The Moses generation, which he called the MLK generation, mm-hmm. got us 90% of the way there. We have that additional 10% to do. Now, that was before he became president and then got reelected. I would think that additional 10% probably got shaved into a little bit. But also, Kevin, what, 8% or so of the American people believe Elvis is still alive. Nearly half believe if you send him a letter, he'll get it. So there's not a whole lot you can do about 8 to 10% of Americans. And my point is, if you work hard, get a good education, invest in yourself, irrespective of your race, irrespective of your religion, in America in 2020, you can do just fine, as was demonstrated by this guy named Barack Obama. He came out of nowhere. We couldn't even pronounce his last name, from Hawaii. He knocks off the likely front-runner, Hillary Clinton, and then, despite a tepid recovery, gets reelected. He got a higher percentage of the white vote than John Kerry did, and we're talking about racism. And in Baltimore, 2015, where Freddie Gray died, Kevin, you're talking about a city that had a black mayor. The number one and number two person running the police department were black. Three of the six officers who were prosecuted were black. The state attorney who brought the charges against the six officers was black.
Right.
A judge before whom two of the people tried their cases was black. The United States Attorney General at the time, Loretta Lynch, was black, as was the President of the United States. And we're talking about institutional racism. As comedian Wanda Sykes said after Obama got elected, how are you going to complain about the man when you are the
well,
man?
That's another excellent point. Larry, you've been gracious with your time, and you've agreed to stay as long as I need you. But I'm going to keep you one more segment if I can. I want to ask you about some other elements of Uncle Tom. And friends, if you are fascinated by what Larry's saying, I want you to go tonight to the link UncleTom.com and watch this movie. It will change your perspective, and it certainly runs up against the narrative that the media has been presenting. Kevin McCullough coming back from New York. Stay with us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
So for 2575 or visit Landmark. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. So honored to have my friend Larry Elder joining us, who is the executive producer of the brand new film called Uncle Tom. And friends, you must see this. I spent 2 hours today just absorbing everything that's in this. And there's a lot in here to unpack. I did this partly as a favor to Larry, and I wanted to be supportive of his efforts, but I also was truly, I don't know about you, if you've had difficult relationships with people since the George Floyd killing, particularly people that wouldn't necessarily be all that politically informed to begin with. I had people coming out of the woodwork telling me about this documentary called 13th that was on Netflix and how it was the end-all be-all of the racial discussion. Larry Elder, you're back with us. Have you seen 13th? I'm just curious if you had and what your reaction. It mostly dealt with...
I have not seen it. I've heard about it. I intend to see it, but
yeah.
I have not seen it.
Well, your documentary actually is a perfect kind of bookend to some of the issues that they raise. But it's an agenda piece. There's a lot of bias involved. They kind of hand select the primary commenters in the documentary. But what you have done here with Uncle Tom just blows it away from this standpoint. The evidence is overwhelming. When you have fathers in the home, when you teach young men to pursue things, as Herman 999 Cain says in your in your documentary, performance. Teach them the value of performance. And Larry, I want to ask you about this. Early in the documentary, that one of the main subjects, whose name I don't even know, he's a small business owner that you kind of build the story around. But he kind of credits his becoming an African American conservative. Kind of pins it to becoming a man of faith. And I'm wondering, when you talked about the welfare state coming to power, what did that do to the black church and the influence of the church in the lives of the people that were in the African-American community? And how did it reinforce or do away with some of those values that they had always traditionally held?
Well, it undermined the position of the church. You know, one of the things that the churches do is to assist those who are needy. If government steps in and does that, you're taking away one of the most important responsibilities and obligations of people of faith. You're right, this young man who basically drives the film, he's not a politician, you never heard of him, he doesn't have sharp elbows, he became a Christian, and one of his members of his church came to him and talked to him about some of the negative things he'd been saying about Republicans. And he asked the guy in the movie why. And he said, well, you know, the Democrats care about people, they care about social programs. And his friend said, and he said, doesn't the Bible say we should care about people who are needy? And his friend said, yes, but does it say government should do it? Or does it say you should do it? and he said, started him thinking. And his friend then said, I suggest you read the platform of the Democratic Party and read the platform of the Republican Party, and you tell me what you are. And he'd never done that. He took him up on the challenge, and after he read both platforms, he said, damn, I'm a Republican. And the movie talks about the grief he got from friends and family simply because he had a different point of view. And, Kevin, that's all kind of the whole point of the movie. It isn't trying to tell someone what to think. It's saying you can think independently.
Right.
You ought to be able to do that, and that should ignite a healthy discussion within the black community, as opposed to anybody offering a different point of view being demeaned and marginalized and discredited and denounced as an Uncle Tom. It means we're not having this intelligent discussion that we should have to advance the ball. And, you know, there's a executive editor of the New York Times. He happens to be black. His name is Dean Baquet. And he once even admitted, and this is pretty much a verbatim quote, the left, as a general rule, does not want to hear thoughtful disagreement, end of quote. I would add, the black left doesn't even agree that there's such a thing as thoughtful disagreement. And that's why people like Candace Owens get shut down. She was even called a white supremacist. I mean, the woman is black.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't think of herself as a victim. She's a black white supremacist. And the movie simply says, you have the ability in America to think for yourself, and you ought to be encouraged to do so. And we ought to encourage healthy, independent thought within the black community. That's all it says.
But it also, Larry, exposes that there have been people who have done quite well personally by helping to keep the groupthink locked in place. And I am speaking specifically of people like Sharpton and Jackson and others who have personally profited by keeping black Americans in the dark on other options that are out there.
No question about it. You know, I tried for 30 years to get either Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson or Louis Farrakhan on my program. I must have invited them all collectively maybe 200 times and got to the point where we didn't even get a return phone call. But I was able to get one of these so-called black leaders on my show. He was the president, the then president of the NAACP, Kwesi Mfume. And I said to him, Mr. Mfume, my first question out of the gate, Kevin, Mr. Mfume, as between the presence of white racism or or the absence of black fathers, which poses a bigger threat to the black community? Without missing a beat, Kevin, he said, the absence of black fathers.
Oh, yeah. Well, Barack Obama said that, too, in his first campaign cycle. And if you'll remember, Reverend Jackson had some very choice words that I won't repeat now, said in, off camera in reaction to that, because when you understand the impact of that, it changes the dynamic. And if you can't honestly talk about the real problems, Larry, we can't find honest solutions to them.
That's correct. And what's ironic about Jesse Jackson, Sharpton, and Farrakhan, all three of these men either had no relationship with their fathers or a difficult one. In the case of Farrakhan, his mother was divorced, was separated from her husband, had a boyfriend, took back up with the husband, got pregnant, and tried to abort Farrakhan with a coat hanger. Jesse Jackson's mother was a teenage mom who got pregnant by the married man next door, and when Jesse Jackson grew up in South Carolina, kids taunted him, Jesse ain't got no daddy, Jesse ain't got no daddy, and it hurt him very deeply.
Hmm.
In the case of Sharpton, he had a nice middle-class life until his father left the family and then down to the ghetto. All three of these men could talk personally about their tortured experiences and the hole it left in their soul because of a lack of fathers. Instead, it's racism, racism, racism. I would argue that they were probably arguably psychologically damaged, maybe because of the absence of their fathers, and they can't see the huge progress in America over the last 25, 30 years.
Yeah.
They still act as if this is the 50s.
Friends, you've got to see this movie. It's called Uncle Tom, and you can go to UncleTom.com and see it for yourself. And by the way, the name is controversial, but everyone that participated in the film insisted that that be the title. So there you go. UncleTom.com, UncleTom.com. Larry, we've got 20 seconds left. What's been the what's been the critical reviews of it so far?
Oh, my goodness. Go on IMDb, that's the film site,
mm-hmm.
and just look at the reviews. Last I looked, there were about 122 reviews. 122 people had reviewed it, and there were 17 or so written reviews. Each one of them, I haven't looked at a while, Kevin, each one of them gave it a 10. Each one.
Wow.
I've never seen anything like it.
That is incredible. UncleTom.com, you can see it right now. You don't have to wait. You don't have to get COVID in a theater. You can just go see it right now. Larry, it's been too long. Thanks for being with us, and let's catch up when we're on one of us, our coasts again. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, Karen McCullough live from New York. There's a beautiful shot of Lower Manhattan, the ghost town that it is right now. Let's go to the stage in Tulsa. And big thanks to Larry Elder for having been with us. But 2 hours, he is still going. Let's take a listen.
We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you. Thank you, Oklahoma. Thank you.
Of course, Joe Biden thought he was in Kansas. That's an inside joke because Biden never knows where he is, much less the president. But so that just wrapped up. So he started at almost straight up 8 o'clock. We're 4 minutes away from 10 o'clock on the East Coast. That's nearly 2 full hours. And again, 1,300,000 tickets given out for today's rally. Now, it'll be really interesting to see how this is all received by the news media, the networks in the morning, Sunday morning shows. One of the things that the guy said when they got here is he doesn't seem like he's 75 or whatever his age is. I'm like, yeah, and when you think that Biden's only at 77, I mean, it's only a couple years difference, but man, the energy level. Okay, listen, coming up next hour, as if taking on the issue of race on our first live week back wasn't strong enough, we're going to jump right into the gender debate with Save Girls Sports. It's a brand new effort underway to basically let our female athletes do what they do best, which is compete. But someone's trying to keep them from doing that. You need to know why and how that's all happening and what we can do about it. We will speak with Meridian Baldacci, I think is how I say her last name properly. I want to get the Italian right. I know a lot of Italians here. I want to make sure that we get the full story on this, and she'll be joining us for the first time as well. Thanks to Larry Elder for that. Now, I've also got some good news. In our quest to try to free, liberate 92 slaves this spring into summer, we just crossed the 48th life liberated. So for those of you that have been helping us with Christian Solidarity International, I'll talk a little bit more about this in the second hour as well. But 888-342-1010, if you would like to help us liberate one South Sudanese slave's life from Northern Sudan tonight, $25 a month for 10 months will do that. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. What a huge show. What a big show. Grateful to have you with us as we are back live. Also, the phone lines are open. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, and glad to take your call on just about anything. All right. We're also welcoming a brand new station to the family. In fact, we had 3 new affiliates come on board during the COVID crisis. But tonight, if you're in Fort Myers or Cape Coral, Florida, listening to us on WJBX, thank you. Thank you for picking us up and taking us with you on this Saturday night. I'm Kevin McCullough. Hour 2 is straight ahead. Don't go anywhere.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By calling 1-800-